This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Ken Root. A bit of election postmortem today in an area of interest to farmers and especially livestock producers. Although rural America voted 62% for Donald Trump, Massachusetts voted to restrict animal agriculture, and Oklahoma voted to deny farmers immunity from animal rights activists. More in a moment.
It's one thing to have a lot of tools. It's another thing to know how best to use them. Today's producer has more tools available to manage risk and improve yields than ever. Knowing when and where to use them is another thing. That's where your certified crop advisor comes in. Your CCA can help you understand the tools available so that you can effectively manage risk and your investment. Having a good understanding of all the tools available to you is reason number five why you should go to certifiedcropadvisor.org to find a CCA near you.
Oklahoma and Massachusetts, two states to watch, as they were both used by the Humane Society of the United States to further their animal welfare position. Oklahoma's state question 777, right to farm, was blocked by voters. Massachusetts passed their own legislation targeting production agriculture. The new policy regulates that no eggs, pork, or veal that come from confined animals may be sold in the state of Massachusetts. Brian Klippenstein of the pro-agriculture organization Protect the Harvest talked with Rural Oklahoma Network Farm Director Ron Hayes. Klippenstein says it's time for Production Ag to stand up for itself and fight back against the animal rights extremists.
Those who are in the business of disparaging agriculture, and that's what they are, particularly animal agriculture, have fine-tuned misleading arguments that can sell in urban populations.
Let's talk about Massachusetts. We covered the Oklahoma thing front and back, right. but the Massachusetts vote seems to have so many ramifications well beyond their state borders.
Right. It's a first and foremost, it's a constitutional issue. It's an interstate commerce violation, a trade violation. Ron, at the same time, on a bipartisan basis, agriculture, the president, Republicans in Congress are trying to press to lower international trade barriers. We have states erecting them right here in the country, and agriculture has failed to take note so far.
How do you see that Massachusetts initiative that was approved? How does it play out? Will there have to be a point where somebody, food company or agriculture, challenges it?
Yeah, it's where it needs to be fixed is in the Congress and or the courts. The Constitution says that interstate commerce is a role reserved for the federal government. This is why. So you didn't have 50 different states setting up 50 different trade regimes, and particularly in food. Just imagine. And for your listeners who haven't followed it, what Massachusetts did is they said that in the state of Massachusetts, you cannot sell eggs or pork or veal if it comes from animals that are confined. And it's a different standard on eggs than what they did in California. We don't know which states they'll go to next, which standards, which commodities, what will they do with beef, will they talk about antibiotics, hormone implants, and the like. They want to do is muck up the animal protein market in pursuit of their twisted vegan agenda.
That's Brian Klippenstein from Protect the Harvest. Interestingly, the primary benefactor of the organization, billionaire Forrest Lucas from Lucas Oil, is on the short list for a cabinet position in the Trump administration. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.